I've titled our lesson this morning, How Well Do You Listen? You know, Jesus often encouraged people to listen, to use the ears that the Lord had given them. He said in Matthew 11:15 and many other places, whoever has ears, let them hear. And that idea is repeated in the book of Revelation, where those who hear the words of the Spirit are called victorious and are given the right to the paradise of God. In Revelation 2 and verse 7, whoever has ears, let them hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To the one who is victorious, I will give the right to eat from the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God. And Jesus also said to consider not only hearing, but to consider what you hear and apply it to your life, because what you expect of others is going to be expected of you. In Mark 4, verse 23, he said, if anyone has ears to hear, let them hear. Consider carefully what you hear, he continued. With the measure you use, it will be measured to you and even more. Whoever has will be given more, and whoever does not have even what they have will be taken from them. Jesus stressed how important it was to hear properly and what we heard. Now, you might think that listening and hearing are the same thing, but true listening involves understanding what you hear. There are lots of people in our world who hear the words of God, but they don't make any sense to them. They are what the Bible calls dull of hearing. They cannot or do not try to understand what's being said. Hebrews 5, verse 11, we have much to say about this, but it is hard to make it clear to you because you're dull of hearing. You no longer try to understand, some versions say. Because of this, Jesus often spoke to the people in parables. He knew that there would be many whose hearts had become hardened to God's truth, so that even if they did hear the truth, they didn't understand it. They just didn't listen. Jesus said in Matthew 13:13, this is why I speak to them in parables. Though seeing, they do not see. Though hearing, they do not hear or understand. In them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, you will be ever hearing but never understanding. You will be ever seeing but never perceiving. For this people's heart has become calloused. They hardly hear with their ears. They've closed their eyes. Otherwise they might see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their hearts, and turn, and I would heal them. Well, that sounds like people today. We have lots of people who hear the truth, but they just don't seem to understand it. It doesn't seem to make any sense to them. Another reason people don't listen or understand is that they only pay attention to somebody who says what they really want to hear. Truth doesn't matter to them. They already know what they think. And so anything that disagrees with their ideas is dismissed and rejected. 2 Timothy 4, verse 3, for a time will come when people will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. They will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to myths. Our society, it seems, is full of people who will lie constantly for various reasons, to stay in power, because they got caught doing something. So they'll just lie about it. They'll do anything rather than face the truth and admit that the truth is truth. But that doesn't change what the truth is. If we are to please God, we must speak the truth no matter where we are or who is present. Paul told Timothy in 2 Timothy 4, verse 2, preach the word. Be prepared in season and out of season. Correct, rebuke, encourage with great patience and careful instruction. Now, the sign of a person who's really listening to what's being said can be seen in a way that they end up conducting their lives. In Luke 8, verse 15, we're told, but the seed on good soil stands for those with a noble and good heart who hear the word, retain it, and by persevering, produce a crop. You see, just because a person is listening with understanding doesn't mean that they're always going to do what God says. We have to not only hear, we must carry it out. We must do what is being said. And if we are not sure, we need to check it out. Check out what's being said. Just don't accept it because somebody said it. Acts 17:11, the Berean Jews were a more noble character than those in Thessalonica, for they received the message with great eagerness and examined the scriptures every day to see if what Paul said was true. Here's an apostle. He could do miracles. He could heal people, and yet they didn't accept what he said just because he said it. They actually went to God's word and checked it out. When Jesus spoke, the disciples heard what he said, but they didn't always understand at first. However, they'd come to him later and ask him to explain to them the meaning of some parable or some statement that he had made. And Jesus said for that they were blessed. He said in Matthew 13:16, blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear. For truly I tell you, many prophets and righteous people longed to see what you see and did not see it, or to hear what you hear but did not hear it. Jesus said you're blessed if you use your eyes and your ears to understand what's being taught. You see, they were seeking to understand and know what God wanted them to do. And they understood that truth was in what Jesus was saying. We're told in Ephesians 1:3, praise be to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. All the blessings are in Jesus. So by listening with understanding to what he says, listening to his words, we can gain salvation and the righteousness before God that comes through faith in him. As we're told in Romans 1:16, Paul says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel because it's the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Gentile. You see, that's why preaching is so important in the plan of God. A person cannot know what God wants them to do or what he requires of them unless somebody tells them. Romans 10:14, how then can they call on the one they've not believed in? And how can they believe in the one in whom they've not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? But listening can also occur by reading God's word. We can read it with a mind open to seeking to understand it. John said in his gospel, John 20:30, Jesus performed many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book, but these are written, that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. You see, when a person listens to God by reading his word, or by hearing it spoken, and tries to follow it, it's going to show up in the way that they live, their fruit, as the scripture calls it. We read in Colossians 1:16, in the same way the gospel was bearing fruit and growing throughout the whole world, just as it had been doing among you since the day you heard it and truly understood God's grace. Paul writes to the church in Colossae and he says, once you heard the word, once you understood it and put it into practice, then it's been bearing fruit. You see, when a person hears about God's grace, they hear about the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross for their sins, and they understand what that means, they will change their life in gratitude for the Lord's forgiveness. It's going to make a difference if a person really understands what God did for them. If there's no change in their life, then they really didn't understand that sacrifice. And that was a sacrifice that was made to save them from hell. You see, there are a lot of people who claim to know what the Bible says. They may quote certain passages. They may sound religious to different people. But when you look at their lives, they really don't practice what they claim to believe. There's no difference between them and somebody who's never even heard the gospel, because they're not really using their ears to listen. We're told in Hebrews 2:1, we must pay the most careful attention then, therefore, to what we've heard, so that we do not drift away. For since the message spoken through angels was binding and every violation and disobedience received its just punishment, how shall we escape if we ignore such great a salvation? This salvation, which was first announced by the Lord, was confirmed to us by those who heard him. You see, if we claim to know what the Bible says, we need to let that change our lives. We need to take it into our lives. Jesus warned about his disciples about those who would refuse to listen to the truth. He said, when you go out, there's going to be people who just don't want to hear. They just don't want to listen. And so he said in Matthew 10, verse 14, if anyone will not welcome you or listen to your words, leave that home or town and shake the dust off your feet. Truly, I tell you, it will be more bearable for Sodom and Gomorrah on the day of judgment than for that town. And there are others who refuse to believe the truth, refuse to listen, because they already got their minds made up. They may even become angry or abusive when God's word doesn't match their preconceived ideas. Paul faced people like that, and he turned away from them. He went to those who would listen to what he had to say. Acts 13, verse 44, the next Sabbath, almost the whole city gathered to hear the word of the Lord. When the Jews saw the crowds, they were filled with jealousy. They began to contradict what Paul was saying and heaped abuse on him. Then Paul and Barnabas answered them boldly, we had to speak the word of God to you first. Since you rejected and do not consider yourselves worthy of eternal life, we now turn to the Gentiles. For this is what the Lord has commanded us. I made you a light for the Gentiles, that you may bring salvation to the ends of the earth. When the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and honored the word of the Lord, and all who were appointed for eternal life believed, and the word of the Lord spread throughout the whole region. You see, Paul went to the Jews first. He always went to the synagogue, and he preached to them. And at first they listened, and then when everybody came to listen, they started getting jealous and said, don't listen to this guy. Paul says, you don't want to listen? I'll turn to those who will. Jesus himself faced the same kind of opposition to the truth. Those who heard his words would reject them, either because they felt condemned by what he said, or because they didn't think he came from the right background, or because the truth he spoke threatened their hold on power over people. Jesus said about them in Matthew 12, verse 41, the men of Nineveh will stand up at the judgment with this generation and condemn it. For they repented at the preaching of Jonah, and now something greater than Jonah is here. The queen of the south will rise at judgment with this generation and condemn it, for she came from the ends of the earth to listen to Solomon's wisdom. And now something greater than Solomon is here. So what's the lesson for us? The lesson of how to listen is simply that hearing words without understanding them or putting them into practice is useless. Hebrews 4, verse 1. Therefore, since the promise of entering his rest still stands, let us be careful that none of you be found to have fallen short of it. For we also had the good news proclaimed to us just as they did. But the message they heard was of no value to them because they did not share the faith of those who obeyed. You see, lots of people have heard God's word. They've heard the message. They've read the Bible. They've heard somebody preach to them. And yet it does them no good. Why? Because as the old saying goes, it goes in one ear and out the other. Some people just won't listen. And hearing the truth without obeying it is useless. In other words, a fellow by the name of Ezekiel, he was a prophet that God put his own words, God put God's words into Ezekiel's mouth. And the people would come to hear Ezekiel speak. They'd say what a good speaker he was. But in God's sight, the teaching was useless to the hearers because they didn't put it into practice. Listen to what the Lord said in Ezekiel 33. As for you, son of man, your people are talking together about you by the walls and the doors of the houses, saying to each other, come and hear the message that comes from the Lord. My people come to you as they usually do and sit before you to hear your words, but they do not put them into practice. Their mouths speak of love, but their hearts are greedy for unjust gain. Indeed, to them you're nothing more than one who sings love songs with a beautiful voice and plays an instrument well. For they hear your words, but do not put them into practice. God said it doesn't matter how good somebody speaks. It doesn't matter what you think about them. What matters is whether you put God's words into practice. You see, Satan's done a great job of deceiving people into thinking they can solve all their problems and find fulfillment with the things of this world. It's only those who listen with understanding to God's word, who see the truth, and know that real life and fulfillment is found only in obeying and trusting Him. Isaiah said of those in his day, "Why spend money on what is not bread, and your labor on what does not satisfy? Listen, listen to me, and eat what is good, and you will delight in the richest of fare. Give ear and come to me. Listen, that you may live. I make an everlasting covenant with you, my faithful love, promised to David." Isaiah pleaded with the people, listen, listen to what God is saying. Put it into practice. And when they refused to listen, their world began to fall apart. They questioned whether God even cared about them anymore, just like people today. Isaiah told them in Isaiah 59, verse 1, "Surely the arm of the Lord is not too short to save, nor his ear too dull to hear. But here's the problem. Your iniquities have separated you from your God. Your sins have hidden his face from you, so they will not hear." Why is the world in such a mess today? Because people have refused to listen to God. They've refused to hear his word. They've decided they already have their minds made up. They're going to do what they're going to do, and it doesn't matter what God said. Isaiah told them what God required of them: to return to him, to listen to his words, to understand them, and most importantly, put them into action in their lives. He said in Isaiah 55, verses 6 and 7, "Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he's near. Let the wicked forsake their ways and the unrighteous their thoughts. Let them turn to the Lord, and he will have mercy on them, and to our God, for he will freely pardon." You see, Isaiah said, God's waiting for you to come back to him. God can heal things. God can make things right, but you have to return. So what would the Lord say to us today? If he were to give us a message today, how would he look at the way that we listen to his word? What instructions might he give us so that our ears could hear properly? Here's a few suggestions. He might say, make listening, that's hearing and understanding, an act of worship. It's God communicating through us, through his word. You know, you have a handout sheet that has the scriptures on it. You know you're allowed to mark on that? Really? Sometimes I find them laying on the pew afterwards. Mark the things you want to remember. If there's some scripture that specifically speaks to you, mark it. Take it with you. Look at it again later when you're alone. And think about the things that were said. That's how you gain understanding. A lot of times we hear something, and as we said earlier, it went in one ear and out the other. It's still in there somewhere, but we have to recall it. And if you don't understand what something means, if you read something, or if you hear me say something and you don't understand it, or if I said it wrong, ask me about it afterwards. That's what the disciples did with Jesus. He spoke things and they just nodded their heads. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then afterwards, when they got by themselves, they said, "What are you talking about, Jesus? Explain to us what you meant." You know, sometimes we hear things, but we really don't understand. The speaker understands, but the one who is listening doesn't. Ask if you don't understand. Second thing we can do, listen all the way through the message. Don't get distracted by things going on around you or by some particular part of the message and fail to hear the entire word of God. Sometimes, I'll read a scripture and some people get fixated on that scripture. That's all they hear the rest of the time. Listen all the way through. Third, focus on what is being said. Read the scriptures along with the speaker. Let the word itself speak to you. The preacher or speaker isn't important. What's important is that you hear and understand what's being said. The word is the important thing. Fourth, listen in faith with the intent of applying what you hear to your thinking and actions. Without this, without applying it, it's useless. And fifth, set your mind to act on the truth. Ask for the Lord's help and wisdom to apply what you learned to the events that will happen to you this very day and in the days to come. You see, when you read God's word and it tells you what you need to do, sometimes you come up against something in the, maybe that day or the days to come, that is what's being spoken about. And you say, now, what did he say about that? You know, we can ask for the Lord's help. We can ask for his wisdom. We're told in James 1:5, if any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and will be given you. And if you look at the context of that scripture, it's talking about wisdom to deal with problems and difficulties in life. You come up with some difficulty, how should I handle this? Ask God to help you handle it. Ask him to give you wisdom. Ask him to help you remember the scriptures that were studied so that you can apply them, so that you know how to act and react to what's going on around you. You know, on the day of Pentecost, Peter was speaking the word of the Lord to the people in Jerusalem and told them about the results of their actions. He said, "You've killed the very Messiah that God had sent to you. You crucified him." They heard those words. They understood what he said. And they ask him in Acts 2, verse 37, "Brothers, what shall we do?" Peter replied, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you'll receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." God asks the same thing of us today. He gives us the same answer as to what we must do. Have you heard and understood the words of truth this morning? Will you respond to God's call and wash your sins away in baptism? Do you need to ask for the Lord's help and guidance in applying what you learn to your life, so that when situations come up, you'll be able to access God's word and know how to act? Use the ears the Lord has given you to listen to him today. And we invite you to come if you have any needs as we stand together and sing our invitation song.